Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Monster US Radio, the podcast show. We are live on the air right now. We're coming in from Minneapolis and St. Paul. Jazzy B will be tuning in here in just a bit. She's calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And you're listening in wherever you're listening to. And I'd like to say I looked at our statistics and analytics and all that other stuff. We're getting a lot of attention from all over the world, and we appreciate you. Especially in like Iran, where else was it? Spain, Germany, all the spots out there. I ain't gonna try to name them all. London, I ain't gonna try to name them all. Dubai, I can't name them all. Czechoslovakia, I'm just saying thanks for tuning in. So it's Karma Cafe tonight, where y'all know what it is. There is no menus. There are no menus. The only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you are deserved around here. So I'm DJ E Monster to help you vent, help you woosah. This is Miss Unbelievable. She's a therapist, the one you talk to, so you don't get 30 days. How you doing there, Miss Unbelievable?
I am doing fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm feeling a little monstrous, you know. I got to do my little third shifter tonight. I go to work. I'm not like a lot of y'all out there complaining about y'all ain't got to go to work. Yeah, when about 3 weeks ago, you talking about how you can't stand your supervisor and shit. Remember,
right?
Now you talking about, damn, I can't go to work. I'm just saying. So, all right, like I said, we're here to help you. Woo-sah, you got problems. You ain't got to say their names, but call in, put them on blast, get it off your chest. Hey, we're in this quarantine. We stuck with people we're not used to being, I shouldn't say stuck with, but we're at home with people we're not used to being around 24/7. Some people are enjoying it. They're making magic moments. Some people are getting divorced. Some people are packing their shit up and they moving the fuck out. Get it? So this is a show where you can let all that go. You can let that go. Release that stress, because it's just going to put wrinkles on your eyes. So like I said, this is the therapist. She's here to help you to keep from getting 30 days. Also, y'all going to need to help me, because, you know, sometimes I might end up getting 30 days, because she be trying to put her hands on people, and I keep telling her,
yep,
you can't be doing that, and I'm going to have to call my little cousin. remember that back in the day, we used to be like, everybody had that one cousin you would call when shit got bad.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go call my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come tell all y'all up. We could talk
but
about
the crazy thing is,
up.
I was the cousin. I was that cousin that they called. So, Jesus. Or my sister was the cousin that they called. But my sister would fight.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the one that would call goons and get you. See, that's the difference. Because I didn't, yeah.
Right. All right. Maybe we'll tap into that a little bit coming up. So, all right, you know how we do it. We got that who's bumping who. Who's getting fat. Also, the entertainment lifestyle. Who we got on the chat block tonight?
All right, we got the Amazon. We got some more Amazon people. We got more people spitting. We got a feud between 50 Cent and Jim Jones. Did you hear about that?
A little bit, but not a lot. You know, I don't be into all that other people's problems, but I heard a little bit, but I can't click it for you to update me.
Okay. Remember I was talking about the man who was getting arrested, the pastor? We got an update with the pastor in the church. We got to talk about ammo. And then, you know, I wanted to do, because, you know, we're always doing something about the coronavirus. I wanted to do something about Tyler Perry and his little love life. You know, we don't know about his business, but we're going to find about a little about his business tonight. So something different.
Huh. Now, that's going to be interesting. You're right. I ain't heard nothing. I'm waiting to see if it's a male or female. I'm not going to lie. I'm just saying. We're going to find out coming up here who's bumping, who's getting some. I'm keeping it 100. We ain't scared of y'all. We're going to jump into some music. Remember, this music that y'all hear tonight is to help y'all woosah. It's not about dance. It's not being a tap can. It's about helping you woosah and letting go on that stress. Let all that go. You dig? Now, if you hear some cuss words, say them out loud, because it'll make you feel good. This is Lecrae, YK, Osiris. It's called Set Me Free. Let them know the number, Miss Unbelievable.
563-999-3411. Press 1. Woo,
stop.
Let's get it. Let's go.
Yeah. It's the way I act. Check my water and my fruit so everything be smashed up. Getting rich for dummies, you should really get your cash up. Ask me if I give a fuck, I wouldn't give my last.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's call this a boot check. I just pulled up with my new flex. Yeah. She love to call me babe. Got a husband be like, why you do that? Let's go. I know how to make me mad. We hop out of swag, bitch, I got the bag. She got on them jeans and said hi on the way. I could
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. Woosah like a motherfucker. Look, I'm playing the wrong song again. Remember, I forgot it was loaded to the wrong one. Look, I don't fuck the whole vibe up. Just tore it all up. Oh, we supposed to be going to street church right now. I didn't. Here we go. Praise the Lord. Don't judge me, y'all. Pray for me. Woosah.
Won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise his me. Shackles on my feet. Oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Praise his on me. Praise his on me. Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much. I swear these people let my go. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more. So miss me with that drama. Get your commas.
There we go. Woosah.
Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight. Never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. Hey, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, that's Lecrae, YK, Osiris. Monster US Radio Podcast Live, brought to you by the Solomon Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable, Monster US Apparel, East Way Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, we're coming back. Like we say, y'all, it's Karma Cafe. So they got a Woosha tonight, right, Miss Unbelievable? Woosha.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
So.
Okay.
So
we damn, we got time to spare. We got time to spare. We ain't ready for our who's bumping who's getting fat yet. So we got some time to spare. Let me see here. There was something I had posted that I had wanted to talk about tonight, but you know, I got to work that third shift tonight, so I kind of got up a little late. I tried to get my little extra. I gotta go to 7:30 in the morning. So let me see over here on social media. What's going on over here on social media?
Well, I have something that I wanted to speak on that I besides we're going to get to the Solomon Speaks, but I want to talk about this. Now pay attention to this. So this was something I seen on Facebook. It's my girlfriend of 6 months has been out of work for the past 2 weeks, but here's the scenario. And just got word that she will be laid out permanently. She asked me, could she move in with me? I told her that I'm not ready to share my home with anyone. She offered to pay half the bills. I declined. She then proceeded to ask me, could I pay for her rent for the next month? I told her that I'm uncomfortable doing things that a husband should do for my girlfriend, but I told her that she could borrow $300. She says that I'm wrong for not helping her out during her time of need. But that isn't the case. In my perspective, she says that she isn't sure that she continues dating me. Do you agree with his position, or don't you? Do you think that she should, he should help, or no?
Okay. I kind of got confused in the middle of that because I thought this was like two women. But okay, this is obviously a man and a woman, and they're dating.
They're dating. They've been dating for 6 months.
Dating for 6 months. Oh. Okay. Well, I could tell right off the bat that something ain't right, or somebody ain't feeling the same as another person, because didn't it say my friend? You said your friend had this problem. Okay, my bad.
I just saw this on social media, and it's a repost, and I just wanted to know how people felt about, you know, when a guy doesn't want, like, not comfortable with helping her out like that.
Right. Well, I would have to say, in my honest opinion, just being an adult, that's how I see a lot of things, as an adult. See, like a judge, you know, most people see things one way, a judge sees it totally different. I see things as an adult. And as an adult, I would have to say, who says anybody else is supposed to pay your rent? It's your rent. You're supposed to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're with that person or not, you have to pay it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of ugly to try to pretend and portray and put that on somebody else and try to be like, oh, you get what I'm saying? Oh, because we dating, you're supposed to do this.
Right.
Oh, you're supposed to help with my phone bill. That's your phone bill. You're supposed to pay for your phone bill. You an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to handle your own business. Now, whether you let me come over here or not to your home is a whole other thing. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to hold down your own. We're not married.
Right.
I'm just saying, being an adult. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you want to be sweet and lovey and all that extra stuff and da-da-da, you want to play Cinderella and act like your princess is over there on the side. Your prince is over there on the side kicking bread out. Then, okay, yeah, he should. If we're going to go that route, we're going to go fantasies and shit. That's not real adult, real life shit. Like I said, if they wasn't dating, what was you going to do? Ask somebody else. Then that's a whole nother conversation. Like, what's your relationship? What is your relationship about? Is your relationship about love, commitment, honor, all that type of stuff? Or is your relationships really about opportunities? Who can help you out the most? When's the last time somebody asked you that? But like I said, being an adult, you're supposed to hold down your own. I mean, how you feel about it? Do you think he should have paid it? I mean, they've been dating
absolutely
for 6 months. She probably putting out.
Yeah. But once again, absolutely not. I feel like this. No one is obligated to do anything for you. Everything is by choice. People have a want if they want to. I can see if it's like $20. Sure. But you're talking about moving into my home. That means bringing in your environment into my space. I really don't know you all that well after 6 months. Let's keep it 100. Then you're asking me to share bills. Well, you may have more bills than I do, so I may not want to go have. I may be comfortable how my household is being ran. You may bring some chaos. Now, if he said you can borrow $300, if she's a real G, she would borrow that $300, flip that $300, get a $300 back, and then and have some to take care of her business. To show him, yeah, I'm down on my luck, but I'm not using you. Here, thank you for that offer. I got you back. Not holding on to that $300 and saying that I'm not going to give it to you. It's not his responsibility to take care of her at all. If he wants to, on a different note, any way he can, then yeah. But if she says she don't want to date him no more, then what is your motive? What, like, did you expect him to do that? Why? Because you guys are dating? Are you dating with the intentions that this is your fiance? That's something different, because then you're like, okay, if she's in a bind, I'm in a bind. When we come together, we'll be in a bind together. But if that's just your boyfriend, that is not his role at all. A boyfriend's role is not the same as a husband's role. A boyfriend's role is not the same as a father's role. So here again, we get into the roles that are getting mixed up by fantasy, as you were saying, and how people think they're obligated because you may be having sex. You're obligated because you're spending time. Just because I'm giving you that part of me doesn't mean that I have to give you all of me. And that's my home. That's my bills. That's my money. That's something totally different. That's something that's for my wife or my fiance or someone I've been dating longer than 6 months, because that's a whole big thing of how relationships don't work. No one is obligated to pay anything for you. No one is obligated to do anything for you. That's why you got to learn how to do it yourself and appreciate when someone wants to do it for you.
Right. All right, we got Jazzy jumping in. What's good, Jazz?
Yes. Hi, Jazz.
How you feeling?
Yes, I'm good. I was late because I had to, the city finna shut down and shit, and I had to go to the store and rack up on things.
That's the coronavirus.
I'm tired of this shit.
Right. Whoever thought we had to get up early in the morning to go get toilet paper? Boop. I'm just saying. And you can only
get one. Exactly, and stand in a line. And stand in a line.
All right. So, go ahead. Kind of bring Jazzy up to date on what we're talking about. I do have a comment. And see, this is letting people, I know some of you guys are scared to come on the air. You dig? I still appreciate that you still hit us up and try to comment. So I got a comment in my inbox. So I'm going to read that as well. So go ahead and let her know what we on. See what she got to say.
Okay, so this is what I post. I seen online. It says, my girlfriend of 6 months, she's been out of work. Then she learned she permanently got laid off. She asked the guy, could she move in with him? He said he's not ready to share his home. She asked to pay half the bills. He declined that. She then proceeded to ask if he could pay her rent for the month. The guy told her he was uncomfortable doing that. That's a husband should do for my girlfriend. But the guy said she could borrow $300. She says that's that he was wrong for not helping her out during a time of need, but that isn't the case in his perspective. She says that she isn't sure that she wants to continue dating the guy. Do you think it is a guy's responsibility to do that as a boyfriend?
Not really. He's not obligated. I mean, it really depends on how long they've been together, what the situation is. If they was already living together, then that would be different. He would be obligated. But y'all just boyfriend and boyfriend and girlfriend. A boyfriend don't got the same role as a husband or somebody you've been with for a year or two. It's different.
Right.
Now,
right.
If we was together for about a year and a half, 2 years, yeah, my nigga, I would expect that. But, nah, he's not obligated. I'm sorry, he's not.
And the crazy thing is, I don't care how long we've been together. I still wouldn't expect him to do it. I would still go find a way to do it myself. Like, grind, because, you know, unless you're my husband, you're not obligated to do anything.
I'm the same way. I'm not one of them females that I was taught not to depend on a nigga. So, I'll go get it on my own.
Right. See, like, that's another thing kind of like with this whole situation now where everybody looking for the government to send them a check, talking about, you know, they going paycheck to paycheck. This kind of like fits in that as well. Like, you shouldn't be in that situation, period. You should already have been adults, stacked your money. Like Miss Unbelievable said, even if you are with somebody like that, even if y'all do live together, y'all supposed to split the rent, whatever, you still stack your money. Because who knows what can happen? Shit, one day, one weekend, y'all could fall out and they want to move out. Now what? Now what you going to do? You're so dependent on somebody else to help pay for that half. You didn't stack the bit for these situations. And now you out there. I think a lot of people go through that. They end up living with somebody. The other person moved out. Now they're like, oh, shit, I'm going to pay my rent. Now I got to help them find a roommate or something like that. You know what I mean? You should always on top of your game looking out for yourself.
I know a lot of people that put themselves in that position, but I've never been the one to put myself in that position. Even when I stayed with somebody else, I still went in that position.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't believe in, you know, I love like a my guy. He can have clothes here. He can have stuff here. But you can't live here. I don't know. There's something about living with someone beforehand, because you take away the fun of what marriage life will look like. If I already have it, then why do I need to commit further for it? Like, I want to show you there still has to be something there, you know, for me to even want to say, oh my God, what does a marriage look like? What is that? You know, we're going to have some more fun. But nah, I'm just not giving you the whole everything. Just no. Then they have nothing to look forward to. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so, all right, we do got a new person chiming in. So just so you know, person chiming in, I see you over there, 612. We're talking about a situation where Miss Unbelievable got off a friend's page. She said it's about a situation where a lady said she needed help. And she explained to her boyfriend, you know, she needed help because she moved in. He was like, no, I'm not ready for that part. Then she asked, could he pay her rent? He's like, no, I can't really do that. That's part, you know, some husband type shit, so on and so forth. And she's basically calling him bogus for not helping her out. That's what we're talking about. Like, is he really obligated, or, you know, whether the roles was reversed, is the other person obligated to really pay your rent or, you know, help you pay your rent? Now, they do live at two separate places. In the situation that I didn't hear it at first, but then when you said it the second time, he did offer to borrow. He didn't say, I'll borrow you $300 to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? So that's what we on right now. That's what we're talking about. So, so basically we're saying, nah, not really. The other person's not really obligated. Now, I do have a comment in my inbox, and the person is saying basically they think that person is obligated to help them out. They said, why would you want to be with a man who's going to watch you struggle anyway? Boo, 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 boo. Two good points in there.
But that is the point.
Go ahead.
But I don't see no struggle. I don't. You can't learn if you ain't struggling. Like, if I keep rescuing you, if I rescue this time, how you going to learn not to get out of this? Like, you got to know where your strength is. If I rescue you, how you going to know what your strength is? And then as a man, how am I going to know that you can get yourself out of a struggle if I rescue you? Like, that's a two-edged sword. Like, I appreciate it, but I'm going to... If I'm giving you an option of giving you $300, then that's my way of saying, okay, what you gonna do with this? I'm giving you this. Now, what you gonna do with it? Like, I'm attributing the cause. I'm attributing to your troubles. Now, how you gonna show me what you can do with this $300, and then finish it up? Now, I'll help you with the getting your resume together. I'll help you finding some job interviews. I'll search around. I'll help you. But to rescue you from the whole situation, you ain't learning from that. In my opinion.
Okay. What about you, Jazz? With your super phone, we can hear everybody talking in your background. Tell the producer, I said, what up?
I'm sorry. I'm in the kitchen cooking. I'm multitasking. That's why you can hear everybody. But I'll try to put myself on mute in and out. I mean, don't nobody want to be with a nigga that's going to watch them struggle, but at the same time, he still ain't obligated to do nothing for you. You are grown. This is your responsibility, not his, whether y'all together or not.
Right, right.
He has a choice of whether he wants to do these things. He's not obligated to do a damn thing.
Right, right.
But him being a man... If he a real man, then he gonna do it anyway. But he's not obligated to do the shit. That is a choice.
Right. Like you said, I don't even think it's really about if he's a real man. I think it's to the depth of how much they care about you. I'm not saying just because he won't do it that he don't care. You get what I'm saying? But somebody who really, really got some deep feelings for you, he probably gonna let you move and he probably wants you anyway. Or he'll do what he can to help. I guess dude obviously does care though. I mean, he offered to buy all the $300, so obviously he cares.
Because some niggas ain't gonna offer this.
Some people just want a handout. Like, some people, you know, they spoiled. And they just want a handout. You know, they don't want to have to go face the fire and do it themselves. Because they so used to someone, if you can come up with those negotiating skills, I'll pay half your bills. I'll move in with you. If you could come up with that, then you could come up with how you can do that.
For yourself.
Where your girlfriends at? Ask them.
Right.
Your man should be your last resort when it comes to that.
Right.
Like, why would you put that type of pressure on him to compromise your relationship by asking them to do something? Like, I get it, just to see where he at, but I mean, y'all should know each other's struggle and know where each other's at. And then 6 months in, I ain't trusting you like that. I ain't even gonna want to move in with you for 6 months.
Right. So, all right, remember 612-408, you gotta press 1 if you want to talk.
All
right, we're gonna take a little quick. We're going to take a quick breather.
Before we take a breather, wait a minute. I forgot the thing said 6 months. At 6 months, I don't even know if I like you that much. I'm still trying to figure this shit out at 6 months.
Right. And I kind of think that's probably where he was at, you know?
Yeah,
So.
That's just my nigga mentality, but that's like 6 months.
Right.
I might not like you tomorrow. 6 months.
6 months. I ain't even been through that many positions yet. Miss Emily said, you can ask your girls, but hey, you can't be mad if they decide they can't help you either. So, all right, we're going to talk about some more, or we'll get into our who's bumping, who's getting fat entertainment news. But
But here's one thing I always loved about my pops, and I always try to teach it to my kids. And sometimes this will help some other people too, especially if you're really trying to help your friends when they're in need. I would have to say, if they need $300, give them $400. One, I never said, my dad always told me, never borrow what you have to get back. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's going to hurt me giving you that $400, I depend on you to pay my shit to get that back. I can't give it to you. If I got an extra $200 I don't got nothing to do with, okay, I can borrow that to you. You dig? But if they need, he always would be like, I'd be like, Pop, I need $40 to pay this or something like that. He'd always give me like $60. But like, I'm not going to leave you broke. You know what I mean? So
I was just saying, I got people that will give me racks if I need it, but I don't ever hit them up. I got people that would do anything for me, but I never, ever hit them up. I don't care if I'm down to my last. Like, I will not ask nobody for nothing. And if I come to you and ask you for something, you know that I done went through every resource that I got to get to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, that's how it's supposed to be. So, all right, check it out. Here's a new upcoming artist. That's what Monster US Radio is all about, bringing you independent artists with the roar. So here's one that's going to help you woosah a little bit. I'll let her tell you who she is, though.
Hey, y'all, it's Nigel here, and you are listening to the sounds of E-Monster and my new single, Taxi. Turn it up.
So, all right, y'all, Comedy Cafe, the cafe where there are no menus, but you will be served what you deserve. This is Taxi by Nigel.
Okay.
Don't be scared when your future is venture.
Okay, so that's Nigel. That's called Taxi right here on Monster US Radio. It's Cayman Cafe where we help you get your woo-saw on. We all in the quarantine. We confined with people. We don't want you to get 30 days. Call in, talk to the therapist, and we're going to help you release your stress. Tonight, Ms. Unbelievable, it's about time for the entertainment news. Unless we got something else to talk about, that other stuff we was talking about, we can move along to the entertainment news. So anybody else have anything to slap on the whole pay my, help me with my rent?
No.
All righty then. Moving along. So what we got?
Right,
so we're on the chat block.
Y'all know how I was talking about, this is breaking news, Tekashi 6ix9ine and how he, you know, asked for early release. Well, he's getting an early release. He's sprung from prison early after his coronavirus plea. The judge decided that he believes Tekashi is no longer considered a threat to society, and he's already served most of his sentence. And so instead of delaying the court, he will safely be at home. Tekashi and the virus, he's being released. He's got inside. He says to avoid being infected, the judge agreed that the rapper should be granted a compassionate release effective immediately from the New York facility where he's been held. Instead of serving the rest of his 2-year sentence behind bars, he'll do it at home. He, during his first 4 months of home incarceration, he'll have a monitor. The address must be approved. He cannot leave unless it's needed a medical attention. And he must get approval from the probation department. His GPS monitor is not available or malfunctioned. Tekashi must have a daily video conference with his probation officer, so he'll be likely using Zoom, Skype, or FaceTime. Tekashi's request didn't release him at first, but then the judge was like, we might as well get this one out. And, you know, he was in there for racketeering. So he's being released. But hold that. This is what caused 50 Cent and Jim Jones to argue about.
Oh, snap. So this incident caused them to go at each other.
Yeah. So the allegations from 50 Cent was Jim Jones was involved in the whole conspiracy part. He reported that the Trey Nine Blood Gang member Jim Jones was in it, part of the whole racketeering charges and different things like that. So 50 Cent didn't necessarily say his name. However, he captioned his post, "Now Individual One, y'all gonna have to tell everybody how you were on tape in court on the phone coaching Mel to super duper violate Shorty, but the feds never picked you up, and the charges were RICO and conspiracy informant." So Jim Jones's record was non-individual. That was what his record was called, referring to We Fly High rapper in 2018. There was a conversation between 6ix9ine and his manager and an undefined person who was Jones during the trial. It ultimately was confirmed it was Jim, but they never picked Jim up. So 50 Cent was like, you still behind this dude, and he shouldn't get out. Now, Jim, he responds, is this feud, and he says, Tekashi ain't no gang member no more. He was never a gang member. They weren't violating Shorty on some bullshit. So Jim Jones said, nah, individual one, you're going to have to tell everybody how you on tape on court and violating. Jim says, Mel Murder Jones, one of the defendants in the case, said, he's doing fine. I ain't got to worry about you. He's getting released. I ain't in it. So mind your business. He said the real niggas ain't coming out yet. You trying to match names and tarnish people's names. I ain't on that with you. So, ho, who else he may have his dick so far down his throat? Pause. Yeah, yeah.
And the beast continues.
And well, the beast continues.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I could be the only one, but I really don't. I mean, unless it's music from 50, I really don't pay attention to it. Unless it's some new music from 50, I really don't pay attention. I'm going to be honest. He's like, he's like, I don't know what to say, but he's just the troublemaker on the school year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want everybody to be like, man, don't even hang out with him. He's just going to get some shit started. He just be talking about people and da da da. You understand me? So I don't really.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but I guess when you throwing stuff like that around, and like Tekashi, I knew they was gonna let his ass out. I just kind of knew it. I could just kind of feel it. The ones that's really in trouble is the neighbors on his left and the neighbors on his right. I hate to say it, but you know what I mean. Hopefully nothing happens, but yeah. Yeah, them letting him go, yeah, they say for his safety, but what about the safety of the people that's going to be around him? I don't think they'd be thinking about that, especially with, like, the quarantine. Ain't nobody out there. Ain't nobody there to see shit. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So I just pray, you know, it just people, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Hopefully they can just let shit go. I don't know. I don't know what to say on that one because, yeah, like I said, but 50, that's all he do. He just revs some shit up. You know what I mean? And then drop a movie or some shit. And sometimes I just be like, is you doing this for real, or this publicity? I mean, what's really going on? So, yeah. So, unless it's music, I'll just be honest. I don't really pay much. Okay, 50, who you going at now? All right. Let me see you at work. It's like when Floyd Mayweather say something. I'm like, whatever. When's the next fight?
True. To me, I know that them two were known, you know, about being about that life. You know what I'm saying? Both of them. But as far as people that you, like, really want to know about, you don't. Like, who? Jim Jones, you don't want to know about Jim Jones. They came back on the little TV show on cable. Don't nobody care about him or Chrissy. Don't nobody care about 50 and whoever he's with. Like, don't nobody care. Like, their life isn't something that we'd be like, ooh, I want to really know about, because it's always been about 50 and somebody, 50 and somebody, 50 and somebody, 50 and somebody. It could never just been like, 50, do you just live a normal life? Do you like to start shit? You that shit start little boy that don't nobody want to be around. Go away. Like, that's how I see him.
Yeah.
Like, you that one kid that we all, like, send home. Go home. You start too much stuff. We gonna get in trouble with you. My mama said I can't hang with you because you start too much stuff. That is 50. My mama don't like you, Jim Jones. That's Jump. You know, you sneaky. My mama don't like you, so I can't hang with you. That's how them two, I see them. Like, all the time. Like, I'm good.
Well, I thought I was the only one. But okay. Move along. What else we got?
Okay, so y'all know the pastor that I talked about, I do believe last week. The Florida pastor who got hauled in by the police for hosting a mega church service despite quarantine and stay-at-home orders has finally done the right thing. He's closing the congregation. The Tampa area minister is shutting his church down and will not hold another packed service. He explained, not because he's petty or scared, or he just don't want his church followers to be tyrannical, to be, like, in trouble by the government. He don't want them to get in trouble. The pastor says he's been target of death threats, and he's blaming the media for blowing the story out of proportion while throwing the sheriff underneath the bus. He says he don't want protesters showing up and be affected with the virus. He said it's interesting that the Florida said churches are essential. However, they must stay at home. He said, out of respect for the authorities, the governor took them both by surprise, saying that the churches are essential in Florida, but to be safe and for the people to follow what they're asking them to stay at home, he doesn't want any of his church congregation to get arrested. So he's telling them to stay away from the church.
So, damn, they was arresting the congregation.
They started with the pastor going to an event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they started with the pastor. But the governor said that church is essential. So technically, they're not doing anything wrong. But technically, they are because, the president said stay at home, which is crazy. So it's like a setup for all of them.
Right. But, man, I'm just saying, it's a podcast, it's talking, it's Climate Cafe. How bad does it got to be when a pastor, how bad has it got to be when a pastor got to come out and say, I don't want no smoke? You understand? When he got to come out and say, I don't want no smoke. Who threatens a pastor to say, I'm going to kill you? Who do that? Where they do that at? I guess wherever in the hell he at, because they feel comfortable. I mean, I just couldn't do it. I mean, I couldn't be the police putting the handcuffs on him. Like, come on, man, just sit in the car. Can you just sit in the car? Just meet me down there at 3:30. This, I know it's a routine. I got to do it, but just meet me down at the police station at 3:30. I don't want to put no cuffs on you. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, who threatens the pastor to say, I'm going to kill you?
Those radicals who go around throwing bombs in the church, those same crazy ones who call the police because they seeing kids playing outside, playing basketball, those same ones who call when someone is doing exercise on their lawn, those same ones who ain't got nothing else to do. But I understand, because those same people, you got to come home. And those same people are going to be the ones who talking about they got the virus and the pastor, I was being loyal to him, and he gave it to us. So, you know, it's a win-lose situation.
Right. Did you hear about the one guy who was, and, you know, I don't talk about, just this, I don't know this guy's name, and I sure ain't about to talk about him because he scared me, but he was a one church guy. But he was on there. I don't know if y'all seen the video, but they had he did his sermon, his TV sermon, and he was like saying he could bless you through the TV and kill the coronavirus where you won't get it. Da 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 da. He dipped his hand in this water and put it up. Oh my goodness, it just looks as scary to me. but I guess, yeah. See, I don't even want to talk about it no more. he scared me. Yeah, matter of fact, let's just go ahead and move on. What else we got?
Okay, so Florida, I'm still in Florida. Stay-at-home orders, Ambo sells out hours after announcement. So Florida residents are gunning for the ammo they can't get their hands on because they're staying at the crib. You can only see anyone looking for a 9mm, 38, 45 caliber weapon, it's shit out of luck. However, they still got shotgun shells. But if you got those handguns, you will not be able to find any ammo. After the governor said stay at home and the mandate went in effect at midnight tonight, Florida had been aiming all week where ammo supplies have been low for days. Now they're restocked. Now they're sold out. 10,000 Floridians filed for paperwork to get a background check, and gun stores have long lives. It just ain't toilet paper anymore, folks. It's guns.
See, that's what I'm saying. Now they're going to be out there hustling. I got that toilet paper and 9mm bullets. One for their ass. Which one you need?
Here in Georgia, it's been like that for way before the coronavirus started.
See? That's just called to show you.
Because y'all know we go to the gun range faithfully.
And the last two or three times we tried to go buy ammo, because we always go buy our ammo from Walmart, they stopped selling it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like that for, 2 months?
Oh, wow.
When we found out that they stopped selling ammo, we already knew what we were going on. Oh, I'm not selling ammo no more? Okay.
That's what I was just thinking when you said that. I'm like, okay. Somebody knows something we all the rest of us don't know.
Yep. And when we asked the dude at the Walmart why they ain't selling ammo no more, he was like, He said the president, the vice president is from another country, and he was against selling ammo.
Oh. That's
what he told us in the store.
Mike Pence.
Yeah.
I know, it's kind of like drag racing and shit. That really letting
that stress
go.
Vavone. That was a regular raggedy car.
Shit, my bad. I'm talking, it's fast and furious. It's just, fucked up.
Slow and
furious.
You don't have to press on the gas like that to get up the hill.
Alright, what else we got on the top block?
Alright, so y'all know about the ocean. Y'all know how they keep telling people to stay out the water. You know they keep telling us about that.
Because the beaches, anything.
They're saying that they're super contagious. They're saying that the virus is staying in the water and is being released in the air. Because there ain't no, like, chloride to disinfect the ocean. They said COVID-19 could enter the Pacific Ocean and transfer back into the air along the California coast, possibly infecting anyone still daring to surf, swim, or simply take a walk on the beach. According, they're saying that the ocean contains all kind of pathogens and constantly spraying these particles in the air. But the scary part is the coronavirus is light enough to float through the air much further than we think. Social distancing doesn't work with the ocean. It's going to kill you if you miss a few surfing sessions. But if you go out there and get in the wrong air, you can get COVID-19 because it's laying on top of the water. It's an airborne virus, and it's not a good idea. It's a good idea for everyone to cover their face while they're on the beaches. That's why they're closing the beaches in large gatherings. Don't think that a beach is a place to go. Think of a beach as a no-go.
Man, listen. Right now, the government will tell us anything. Where, man? I'm not playing. Y'all think I'm lying. What? Y'all ain't getting the bigger picture. This shit is all about control.
Man, I don't know what to say
y'all
on that
listen.
One.
You must, if I come up missing, you know I've been talking too much.
Okay, Jazzy Born.
I done saw too much of their agenda, and they gonna come for me. But I got guns. Don't come for me. I'm shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting first. I ain't asking no questions.
Right. So they're saying it's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're saying it's living in the water.
So why don't they just pour a whole bunch of gasoline in the water and set it on fire since it can't live in heat?
Well, I mean, but to do that, you know, you're wasting oil that we need. I know in Minnesota, there was a lake, Minnetonka here, that was contaminated and it was getting people sick. And they kept saying, oh, no, the lake is good. No, sorry, Lake Nokomis. They're like, oh, no, the lake is good. Oh, no, the lake is good. And then all you hear was about 25 kids is sick with the flu, some type of flu from Lake Nokomis. I was like, because that lake is nasty. Like, you can't pay me to go on no lake. You can't pay me to go on no ocean because people be doing the nastiest stuff in there. And I'm like, how is it clean? It's what? It ain't clean that fast.
My family used to go have barbecues on the lake, and we used to swim in the lake when we were younger. But after we got old enough to know better, we didn't go in the lake. We just had barbecues on the lake.
It's just nasty.
Right.
You pee. I was like, when I was little, I know I peed in the water. We didn't get out. Like, I remember when I was little, no one said don't pee in the water. You know, you begin to start itching. You be like, why am I itching? Yeah, because that's urine touching you.
This is unbelievable, peeing in the water.
Nasty little mother.
Little pissy girl.
Right. Everybody talking about, ooh, the water got warm.
Yes, that would be me. I'd be like, what? Shit. It's water. I'm releasing water. I was like, what? I'm in the water. I'm releasing water. But then, you know, then they started putting those dye packs, you know, in the water so they'll know if you peeing or not, and then they'll send you out. Yeah. I'm like, oh, you got it here. Up.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. By that time, I was done with going in public pools like that. Yeah, once I start seeing people putting kids in with their diapers, I'm good. Shit, I swim around my bathtub. I think I won't drown.
Somebody I know got a pool.
Right. So we got like 90 seconds left. We got any more entertainment news or anything else y'all want to slap out there?
We got 1, 2, 3 FOMO, and then the Solomon Speaks.
All right, well, then you might want to do your thing.
Okay, then we'll save those for tomorrow. And I'll just do Solomon Speaks tomorrow as well. Don't worry about it.
Hold on. It was one I wanted you to touch on. Let me go find that shit. Where is my phone? I read that shit earlier. I was like, I can't wait to talk about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Where is it?
So, all right, y'all. Once you get that together, don't forget the show has been brought to you by the Solomon Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable. She's going to give you the book link where you can catch her book. Make sure you buy her book and her T-shirt and take a picture with it. There's a whole movement of people taking pictures with her book, and you want to be a part of that. It's like you can meet a whole slew of new friends. So, all right, go ahead and let them know what that link is there, Miss Unbelievable.
SolomonSpeaks.com.
Woo, she got it. She didn't go www. I'm starting to sound like a pro. But all right, Jazz, what'd you have?
It was.
Oh, damn. Hold on. That's the show saying, get your asses off the air.
Did I miss the prison? Did we talk about the prison? That was one of the ones we were going to talk about. That was one of the ones
we're
going to talk about tomorrow.
We're going to table that tomorrow. We got the prison talk tomorrow. We got Tyler Perry tomorrow. We got Amazon talking tomorrow. And we got that dude spitting again tomorrow. So we kind of set for tomorrow.
Okay. So, all right, y'all heard what they talking about tomorrow, Friday Night Live, when we get y'all ready for the weekend with some hot music. Now, that's a little more dance groovy type shit. And we got, you heard our lineup for our entertainment news for tomorrow. So, if you know anything about these subjects or topics, you can call in and chime with us and let us know the parts you know. 563-993-4411. Make sure you do that tomorrow. Don't forget, if you're listening to an archive right now, don't forget to like, comment, and share our show. We'll definitely appreciate it. So, all right, that's our time. I got shit to do. I'm pretty sure y'all got some old TV to watch. And we up out of here. Peace out.
Peace.